Good morning. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay at 7:39. I did just get a note in from Mayor Reeves. He says about the bridge lights. The issue is that the Coast Guard has not approved the night use of the lights. There was an approval in 2017, but then the Coast Guard changed its policy on this stuff in 2019. And ours is still grandfathered in and will be resolved, but right now there's some difficulty back and forth. So he says FDOT is working diligently to get them up and going. That's why we don't have lights going for 4th of July and Blue Angels weekend, which we will eventually in the future. So just got an update on that from Mayor Reeves. I appreciate the information. 7:40 on News Radio 92.3. Mike Wood is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. He always joins us on a Thursday. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew and Candy.
Good morning. So good to have you. So apparently we've had a shooting that I had not heard reported anywhere else at Community Maritime Park. Is that right?
Yeah, that happened late on the 4th of July in the parking lot. There was a couple of vehicles involved. Shots were fired into one vehicle and an individual was hit in the arm. The injuries are not life-threatening and our investigators are currently working on that. But you know, besides that, it was a quiet evening. We had a lot of fireworks calls, which we always do, and eventually we get around to all of them. Besides that, it was a quiet evening, and everything went well downtown.
So, I mean, it was at the 4th of July. It was accidental. It was on purpose. We don't know. It was at the Community Maritime Park at the Sparks and Stars, or Stars and Sparks, kind of that vicinity, or?
No, it was much later. Everybody had left downtown.
Okay.
It was much later. Much later than that.
Okay. I mean, my natural question is, what were they doing there, you know, late at night after the 4th of July? But I guess this is part of what you're trying to figure out still?
Yeah, absolutely. We're trying to figure out the motive and those involved. And you know, if we get more information, we'll certainly get back with everybody on that.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. I understand we've also had a string of vehicle burglaries again. We seem to have this often. What's going on here?
Well, and it spikes in the summertime. You know, when school's out, we seem to have more of them. We had several vehicles, and I don't want to say they were broken into because that's not true. They were entered because they were, you can guess it, they were unlocked. And these thefts or these burglaries occurred off of Bayou Boulevard and subdivisions there and also off of Scenic Highway. There were several of them in one single night, and unfortunately, a firearm was stolen. So, but this time, investigators have leads. They're working hard on this, and we do anticipate some arrest in this very soon. So, you know, we've said it a lot. Sheriff Simmons has said it a lot, just to please, please, please lock your doors, because if they haven't made it to your subdivision or your apartment complex yet, they're going to sooner or later. And they're going to pull handles, and if your car is locked, they're going to move on to the next one. If it's unlocked, they're going to rummage through it and see what they can find.
Wow. I mean, all I can think about is at least it's not San Francisco. I don't know if you've seen the stories out of San Francisco where roaming gangs of teenagers with bats are robbing moms and bashing car windows in for tourists that are just stopped for 20, you know, like 10 minutes at the big park there to take. I mean, like, it's genuinely crazy street crime going on there, so thank goodness we don't have that. But yeah, lock your door. Lock your door. Lock your door. How many times do we have to tell folks, right? One of the things I wanted to ask you about, this is more of just like a follow-up on something that you and I had talked about a while back. One of the mayor's budget items in the carryover last year, I remember, was to upgrade the armored vehicle. The SWAT had basically been operating. Their response vehicle was what I would very charitably describe as a decrepit plumber's van. I mean, it really was not good. Where do we stand on getting that vehicle replaced?
Well, they're still working on that, and you're right. One of the first things that Mayor Reeves did, he came down, he toured the station, he looked around and saw that van, and he was not impressed with that at all, and has vowed to take care of that problem. So that's in the works to get that armored vehicle. You know, that's something that when you need it right now. We've been fortunate that the Sheriff's Department has made theirs available. But again, seconds matter in situations like that. So hopefully we will have ours soon. And, you know, now that that's on my mind, last week we were talking about the naming of the new street sweepers and Kevin, which, you know, we were kind of hoping one of those would be Kevin.
Right.
I don't see why we can't, when we get this vehicle, I don't see why we can't name that Kevin. What do you think?
Well, okay, I do have a sort of a point of order question. I don't know the answer to this. Was Chrisman ever the commanding officer of the SWAT team?
Yeah, so I mean, that's what I mean. Why don't we just slap a Kevin decal on it and be done with it? So I mean, it's for so many reasons. Not only that, but again, Kevin is just a cool name, and that's a cool vehicle. And so, yeah. What are your thoughts?
You don't think Coverdale? You don't?
Well, we can, you know, when we get another vehicle sooner or later, a command vehicle will be needed, and maybe that one will be called Matt.
If he's listening right now, he's passed out. I just made him pass out. All right, we always like to end with a cop myth or a did you know. Do you have one for me this week?
Well, actually, this one I came across, and I was really disappointed in some of my heroes where they placed, but it was the top TV cops and where they rank, the top of all time. And I want to see if you can guess who's number one, and then I'll read you the top 10 and a couple of honorable mentions.
I mean, my brain goes immediately like Ponch and John, but I mean, maybe like some detective, I don't know, Starsky and Hutch or Columbo. I'm trying to think of like, you know, beat cop, street cop, patrol cop, detective. I don't know. I'm curious. What do you got?
Okay, so number 10 was Virgil Tibbs from In the Heat of the Night.
Okay.
Number 9 was Lenny Briscoe, and number 8 was Frank Bullitt. I don't know who either one of those guys are.
Lenny Briscoe's from SVU, number 7 from Law and Order.
Okay, all right.
Okay. I didn't watch that one. So coming in at number 7 was Martin Riggs. Number 6, Joe Friday. Number 5, Jim Malone. Number 4,
what's Jim
Kojak.
Malone? Who's that?
Number 3, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just reading. And for him to make a top 5, again, I'm kind of disappointed. Number 4 was Kojak. Oh. Number 3 was John McClane. Number 2, you got close, Andrew, was Frank Colombo.
All right.
And number 1 was Harry Callahan came in at number 1.
Oh, Harry Callahan. Okay. Who is, let's
Curry
just say,
Harry Callahan.
Not exactly the prototypical model of modern policing. Can I just say
no,
it that way?
No, not at all. And you know, and most of the TV myths that we talk about on Thursdays come from the movies that he participated in. But a few honorable mentions: number 14 was Andy Taylor. Number 20 was Sonny Crockett.
Oh.
25, Martin Brody. Martin Brody comes in at number 25. Number 31 was Walker, Texas Ranger.
All right.
This one broke my heart. My hero, Buford T. Justice, came in at 46.
What?
Roscoe P.
Coltrane. Right. What about Roscoe? Where's Roscoe rank?
He came in at number 51, and a lieutenant from one of the best dramas ever made on television, Hill Street Blues. Captain Frank Perillo came in at 63.
Oh, that's way down the list. But that is an interesting and unusual list. I will put it that way. Who ranked higher on the list? Martin Riggs or I forget Danny Glover's character all of a sudden. Murtaugh. Who was higher? Murtaugh or Riggs?
Riggs was higher.
Riggs was higher. Okay. Well, I suppose that's fair.
Yeah, Murtaugh didn't make the top 20. And you know who? There's a bunch of well knowns that didn't even make it. So Steve McGarrett is one of those.
All right. Interesting list. That's exactly the kind of stuff I'm looking for from you. Mike Wood, he is a public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. As always, Mike, thanks for keeping us informed. In this case, keeping us a little bit entertained as well, and for keeping us safe. I appreciate the work, sir.
Thank you.